I think writing humor is only hard if you think that you're writing humor, because then the stakes are too high. I've done some critiques of comedians and stand-up guys, and I think the biggest challenge for a comedian is the fact that he feels like he has to be funny or she has to be funny for the audience. That's a bargain that's impossible to keep.
You're listening to Air Schooner, listening that moves you. Air Schooner presents its reading series, produced by Scott Winter, with production assistance by Catherine Larson and Franny Sprouls.
You're listening to the Air Schooner reading series. I'm your host, Adrian Kesters. Today, you'll be listening to poet Aaron Bells. Bells received his MFA from New York University and his PhD in English from St. Louis University. He has written 3 books of poetry, Lovely Raspberry, The Bird Hoverer, and Plausible Worlds. Bells' work has been featured in Cardas, The Washington Post, and Wired. Since 2008, he has also appeared in comedy venues such as Comedy Meltdown, the New Orleans Comedy Arts Festival, and Comedy on Parade. In this episode, Bells will be reading 6 poems, 3 Things, The Love-Hat Relationship, Critique, Worms, Direction, and Team, which appear hyper-aware of their own formal structures while mocking these in puns, cliches, and effortless leaps of logic.
3 Things. 1. Nothing is as funny as a summer day, but 3 things are more temperate. 1. A glass of tap water. 2. Your mood after we watch Friends. And 3. 2. 3 things keep me from emailing you. I count bad breath and receding hairline as 1 thing, by the way. 3. In all the universe, there are only 3 things. This is the secret of the universe, or as the French call it, le secret de l'univers. The love hat relationship. I've been thinking about the love hat relationship. It's the relationship based on love of one another's hats. The problem with the love hat relationship is that it is superficial. You don't necessarily even know the other person. Also, it is too dependent on whether the other person is even wearing the favored hat. We all enjoy hats, but they're not something to build an entire relationship on. My advice to young people is to like hats, but not love them. Try having like-hat relationships with one another. See if you can find something interesting about the personality of the person whose hat you like. Critique. That's not very good. Try doing that differently. That's not very good either. You're not very good at this. Worms. Cyclists, as a rule, think bikers are cheating because they have engines. Pedestrians, in turn, think cyclists are cheating. They use wheels. People in wheelchairs think pedestrians have a leg up for obvious reasons, but pedestrians think the same thing about people in wheelchairs. They use wheels. What makes people in wheelchairs unique is that they also think cyclists and bikers are cheating. Their disdain is uniform. The wheelchairist's hypocrisy lies, however, in their use of automobiles. Everyone uses automobiles except worms. Worms think they're better than everyone. Worms think they're more authentic than everyone. This is why people say worms are self-righteous. To worms' credit, however, they aren't hypocritical except the ones that glide down the sidewalk on hundreds of tiny legs, blithely ignoring their wilted, sun-blackened comrades. Those worms are called millipedes. Those worms are really bad apples. direction. You expect me to tell you about the interior of the room in which I'm typing this and connect that to my feelings. But I'd rather tell you about the interior of your room and use that as a symbol for something less abstract. Actually, here's a better idea. Let's put our heads together and try to think up a third room unknown to either of us. Then divide or multiply its number of windows by the least number of words necessary to describe it. In this way, perhaps we can accurately triangulate brief but nearly photographic images of each other's mothers when they were first married in veils, and of their driving down the street with tin can tails, of their first orgasmic separation, their little giggles, and of their medication when it came time to prescribe. You expect me to tell you about the spite in my loin, which is the sad hail of commas in the professor's paragraph, but I cannot even begin to do it. For I'm a ranch boy, and not even a very good one. I live in El Bandido, Texas. I'm an old man in Maine. I manage a dime store. And you, you're a movie director, but only in your mind. Team. There's no I in team, but there's one in bitterness and one in failure.
Aaron Bells isn't trying to write humor. Rather, his unapologetic, matter-of-fact poetry style allows us insight into the mundane and inane aspects of our own world.
There's probably some similarity between what I do and what someone like Mitch Hedberg used to do, which is call attention to some of the more obvious problems in life and just state them very flatly. And always allow the absurdity to manifest itself.
Bells clarifies this absurdity as his poems jump from one silly image and pop culture reference to the next, with an unexpected logical connection. Here is Aaron Bells reading My Chiquita, You Bore Me, Nice Feet, and What?
My Chiquita. We were friends. We dressed up as bananas sometimes and went out on the town. I called her my Chiquita, all in good fun. We talked about dating, whether we should make our relationship official. We decided no. We were happy to have the freedom of just being friends with banana outfits. You bore me. You bore me. So be it. I bore you and enjoy doing it. Let us learn to bore each other without worrying about it. You act all shy around me, and that's your prerogative. If I act shy around you, it's because you're pretty and I want to kiss you. I wish I were Canadian. If I were Canadian, I could be boring and get away with it. You'd say, this man is from Canada. He bores me. He acts shy. He wants to kiss me. And you would let me kiss you, not only on the lips, but on the cheek, neck, shoulder, belly maybe. Because I would be Canadian and have scruffy hair and big eyes. But alas, you bore me too. You act like you're from Michigan. Nice feet. People said, hey, cute face. They said, hey man, you have a pretty face, and that's a really beautiful face you have on the front of your head. I bet you hear that all the time, though. Fact is, I did. I also heard, hey guy, that's a great big hairy red beard you have on the lower part of the front of your head, and your nose like a bird poised on top of a bush, and your two gray eyes, I don't even know what to say, shouted from the window of a passing cab from time to time when I was young. At the clubs, I heard, what a face. Could I lick the whole thing like a plate? Would it be okay if I hugged your head? Now that I'm older, it happens less, and the tone is often moribund. Friend, you have a good face there. Would you like to be my friend? They inspect the shape of my head in silence now, keep to themselves how they feel. They say, nice feet, but I can tell that they're just being nice. What? Every day I get emails that say things like, Bells, we should have done that one thing that one time, remember? Really though, how are things? And I always reply the same way, like, Dude, I do not know who you are. Where do I know you from? But I never hear back. I save all those emails in a special folder labeled, I hate my life.
You've been listening to the poetry of Aaron Bells in this week's episode of the Air Schooner Reading Series. Bells read his poems Three Things, The Love-Hat Relationship, Critique, Worms, My Chiquita, You Bore Me, Nice Feet, and What, which appear in his 2010 collection Lovely Raspberry, published by Percy Books. He also read Team, which will appear in his forthcoming collection Glitter Bomb, also from Percy Press, not yet released. Bells currently resides in North Carolina. I'm Adrienne Kesters, and thanks for listening.
Save the date. Prairie Schooner is celebrating 10 years of its popular book prize series on April 4th. Come to the International Quilt Museum in Lincoln to hear Hilda Raz and Peggy Shoemaker, founders of the series, reminisce about the contest in its infancy. Plus, Susan Blackwell Ramsey and Karen Brown will read from their prize-winning books. Want to enjoy Prairie Schooner on an e-reader? Now you can. Visit Amazon.com to buy the current issue of Prairie Schooner for only $6.99.
Go to prairieschooner.unl.edu to experience Fusion 4, a collaboration and celebration centered around the theme of feast. Fusion 4 features art by Manisha Gera Baswani and Faridun Zoda, essays by Sudeep Sen and Kwame Das, an whole feast of poetry that you need to chew on for a while. Eat it up at prairieschooner.unl.edu.
Air Schooner is available on iTunes. Sign up now to subscribe. You'll be the first of your hip friends to get the latest episode, and you can download all past episodes all the way back to the premiere show, featuring Nulani Krohor's Irish poetry.
Air Schooner is a bi-weekly product of Prairie Schooner and produced with research support from Eric Jones and Marianne Kunkel. Production assistants are Catherine Larson and Franny Sprowls. Technical support comes from Rick Alloway of the University of Nebraska-Lincoln's College of Journalism and Mass Communications. Air Schooner is produced by Scott Winter and the brainchild of executive producer Kwame Dawes.